Well, it's 9 a.m. now, and it's still an absolutely fantastic morning. But you may detect park sounds. You know the park that I walk through on the way home or the way up. Well, I'm heading home, or almost home. We just realised that the top box that I've got on display with a price on board with the roof bars doesn't have the clamps to clamp the top box to the roof bars, and so it's going to be difficult to sell without those. So I'm having to walk all the way back from the car boot to the couple that donated the items, as it were, and see if they've got the clamps in their garage. I haven't got their phone number. My wife has Kate's phone number at home, but I don't have her number on my mobile, so I couldn't phone her to ask. So it's not a complaint, because she'll either have them or not have them, and I'm actually quite enjoying the walk through the park and the sunshine and the shadows. And it's absolutely beautiful this morning. I'm just going to put a cover on my earbuds. So I've just put my wet windbuff over. I've doubled it up over my head, over my ears and my forehead. I haven't got a mirror, but I must look a right plonker. It's a beautiful dog. Hello there. Hi there. What do you call that dog?
A Malamute. Alaskan Malamute.
Alaskan Malamute. Uh-huh. It's absolutely beautiful, isn't
like
it?
Huskies, but they're bigger. Everybody always calls him a husky, and you give up.
Yeah.
In the end, sort of correcting them, because everybody just presumes husky, but he's
Snow dog. If it looks like a husky, it's a husky, even though it's not. It's absolutely beautiful.
They're a lot bigger and stronger than huskies. Yeah. You know, they're built for strength rather than speed. They do pull the sleds though.
Like, very placid too.
He's gorgeous. Yeah. Though. The big teddy.
Yeah. Thanks very much. See beautiful. You know, just had to find out about that. The reason I asked is my joiner friend Ryan. Ryan has one, and I can never remember the name, but I knew it was that same dog. How's that for diversification? Anyway, I've got my windbuff on, and it seems to be cutting out all that wind noise now that it's doubled up. But that lady must have looked and thought, what the hell. Oh God, I'll have to get my phone out and put it on camera mode and see. No, probably better not. I'll just live with it. Anyway, what was I saying? Yes, so I have to hopefully get these clamps on the top box. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to discount it with the explanation that, but you know, that the clamps are missing, but you can buy them at Halfords or other car stores. Hi there. Other car stores that sell top boxes and roof bars, etc. I wouldn't be stuck if it was me. I'd certainly, even if I couldn't find the bars that clamps that would fit, I'd make them. Simple as that. I'd make it fit. Now, approaching the rear end of the park, which will be totally locked off, you know, without paying, and they'll probably have a kiosk. They did last year, just at the other side of the wee bridge coming up. I can hear Drummer. And now I can hear a pipe in the distance. But it's only 9 a.m, so really, they're only just coming and starting to drift into the park. I love the sound. I love the sound of these drums as well as the pipes. Yeah, it looks like four youngsters just getting themselves warmed up. So, yes, they've definitely got a. Yes, immediately the other side of. It's okay. Immediately the other side of the bridge. There's a security guy who looked at me as if to say, what are you looking at? But they've got a kiosk to enter, and it's adults £10, child £5, family ticket, two adult features, £35. So it's admission for both the EFR British Pipe Band Championship and the West Lothian, basically the Highland Games, or Highland Games it is. So that you can't get across the bridge. And so I came on it and I'm going to. So what I'm doing is I'm walking around the wee grassy park, which circumnavigates that bit. Hi there. You're going to get a broad day. That was lovely. That was lovely. That was, I'd say, in their early 20s. A young guy with his kilt outfit and his gear. And his girlfriend holding hands with her gear, all dressed up, the both of them walking hand in hand. That's brilliant. That was really nice. Here we go, wee taster. I hope to get some more of this later. You'd almost think that those four drummers were drumming to the pipes, but they're not. They're not with the pipes. It is their band, but the pipes are wandering about, just warming themselves up, warming their pipes up. But the way they're playing the drums, it actually sounds as if they're playing along with the pipers. What a difference to see and hear all this going on in glorious sunshine, absolute clear blue skies, not a cloud at the moment. Ah. You know, although I won't be going to it, I still always hope and pray that they get good days weather-wise. I can see two pipers who have just turned to face one another, about 3 feet apart, and that's to tune up. So they'll play light for light notes, and the more experienced piper, who is slightly older than the other guy, he's obviously listening to hear if the other guy's perfectly in tune with him, and he's just tuning his drones. Talking about drones, you may not know this, but if they play, once the drones are tuned up on a day like this, as the day warms up, the wall goes slightly out of tune. And they may have to be retuned, but that, you know, it has to be extreme heat. But when it's raining, you know, as I've had before, absolutely terribly brief, sucking wet, pouring rain day, then those drones can go out of tune very, very quickly because of the dampness and the rain going down them. So they can be tuned up and have to be tuned up literally 10 minutes later and constantly do that up to the moment that they play proper in the competition. And they will not be allowed to tune up during their play. So it's all critical stuff. So dry day is perfect and a dry sunny day is bonus stuff. Well, okay. I best got on. We'll catch some of that on the way back.